Hello and welcome to the Funny Pearls podcast. I'm Philippa Hall and together with Meda Jolly, I edit Funny Pearls, the online magazine dedicated to showcasing humour by women. This podcast takes the form of a chat between Meda and me. We talk about how we started Funny Pearls and what our aims for it are. But rather than calling it the chatting podcast, we've decided to call it Meet the Editors. Meda and I met on a course and we got on really well. I thought she was very funny. I thought her writing was hilarious. And a couple of months later, she called me and said, how would you like to join me in the startup of an online magazine, which is dedicated to showcasing the funniness and the humour of women? And I thought it was a fantastic idea. I said, yeah, I'd love to. How did this brilliant notion occur to you, Meda?
Well, I was sitting at my desk at a loose end looking for something funny to read during my coffee break. I had the options of gossip websites and the news. I thought, what if there was some website where I could just pop in now and again, read a fun story, look at a cartoon, maybe, I don't know, just be entertained for a short time. And I couldn't really find exactly what I was looking for. And I thought, I'm going to try and create this. And I will invite people I know and ask them to contribute and see if we can get it started that way. I knew it was going to be a lot of work. And I thought, I know just the person. And that's Philippa.
Me.
Because she is very funny. And she's also hardworking and very talented.
Thank you, Meda.
Oh,
and so are you.
Welcome.
Yes.
I know. But still, it's nice to have it confirmed.
It's the self-congratulatory podcast.
It's the Aren't We Wonderful podcast. Yes. So it's going to go on for a long time.
A long time.
I think 6 hours.
Get a cup of tea. Do you remember how we came up with the name?
Didn't we at some point have Girls in Pearls?
I think we did.
And I just thought, I just don't think if people Google that, they're not going to get what we were aiming at.
They might get something
and so
equally interesting. But
yes,
not quite.
So we Google it now and see if what comes
no,
up.
No, please let's don't. How did we come up with the idea that it should only be women? I mean, women contributors, obviously, because there's a huge difference between...
We have a lot of male readers.
We have a lot of male readers. So this is not a magazine that is dedicated to female readership.
No, it was never the intention that we were going to necessarily go for a female audience. I've always thought it was quite interesting, this notion that men make comedy and jokes that everyone laughs at, and women make comedy for the female audience. There has been that sort of sentiment in the past, and I don't think that's true at all, and it shouldn't be that way. Because when I was looking for websites, the humour sector, if we can call it that, is hugely male. And when females get involved, it's very often on terms already dictated, you know, a format already set up. Yeah. And I thought, if we try and create a space where we set the tone, that would be a fun thing to try. And I think that has happened. I think that not only do we decide the core of the site, but actually a lot of our contributors, they all help shape it.
Well, they do, because it's been a startup. And so everybody who's contributed, thank you, contributors.
Yes.
Everyone who's contributed over the period of time, which is just over a year now, isn't it?
It's a year and a half.
Year and a half.
It's coming up to a year and a half.
It's been an organic process. Yes. So everyone who has written for us or written a life piece or drawn a cartoon has contributed to how the magazine is developing. But I think one of the obstacles that we encountered at the beginning, which is becoming less so, is that every time we asked a woman writer that we knew, and who we knew to be very funny as a person and also in her writing, could you write us something?
Mm.
They'd say, well, I don't think my writing is funny, or I don't think I can be funny.
Or I've been told that I'm not funny.
I've been told that I'm not funny. So there's this, a lot of women have this feeling that they aren't funny or can't be funny, whereas in fact the reality is that everybody uses humour.
I was surprised at the extent to which women claimed that they were not funny. That did surprise
me. That really upset me, actually. It really depressed me that women think they aren't funny, because of course we're funny.
But also, there's a very interesting gap there, because a lot of the people who said they're not funny, or they've been told they were not funny, are people who don't normally lack confidence when it comes to showing their writing. And I think that's really interesting, because then it's not only a matter of confidence, then it's a matter of something specific when it comes to women and humour, that the barrier there for some reason is quite high. But I think it's changing. I mean, we get so many submissions now.
We do.
When we first started, I was worried for quite a long time. I think the whole first maybe 3 or 4 months, will we get enough material? Or do we have to keep writing stuff ourselves to put in, which we have done? And that's also a balance, because I think it's really important to emphasize that this isn't our little vanity project for our scribblings. It was basically me wanting to laugh, asking the world to make it happen.
Yes. And I think bite-sized bits that you can read on a bus, on the tube, on a train, or when you're sitting down for 5 minutes with a cup of tea, there's a desperate need for content, and for content that's well-written, enjoyable. And of course, we always, I mean, along with the problem of women saying, oh, I don't think I can do funny, we had to acknowledge the fact that everybody's sense of humor is different. So what I think is funny is not necessarily exactly what we have some overlap, but it's not necessarily what you think is funny. And we have to respect that. So there's an enormous variety on the site, and always will be. As we've published more things, women writers have become more confident about submitting to us, because 100%. They've seen what's on the site and gone, well, okay, that also qualifies as funny. It isn't a hilarious topic. It's not fall off your chair and slap your thigh screeching with laughter, but there's something humorous or satirical or witty.
But also, some of the funniest things are pieces that deal with the hardest subject matters. You know, I was really surprised when we did a theme on mortality.
Yeah.
Mortality and the universe. There were so many people submitting to that. And I had been concerned. I thought, okay, is this pushing it? But actually, not at all. There were some hilarious stories there. There were some where the humor was all between the lines, but there were also some absolute comedy there.
We wanted to give women more of an opportunity, but it's surprising to see how many men are reading the magazine.
If you look over the site, a lot of these topics are universal.
But also, we have an impressively global readership, don't we?
I could not believe, when I finally got round to looking properly at the stats, between our first, I don't know, was it August 18, I think we put up the first things, maybe July, a few things, but, and now, we've been read or listened to.
Yes.
In over 120 countries.
Yeah, because we are actually taking over the world.
So, yes.
We're aiming for global domination.
In every sense of the word. This is just to trick people in. You know, it won't be fun. Once they're all on board, they're going to feel the full force of the dictatorship.
Of our power.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. Absolutely. But that's that. Let's not talk. Can we cut that out later?
Yes, let's cut that out. No one needs to know what our secret plan is, do they?
Right now, everyone still thinks we're friendly. Although, I will, you know, I'm still hurting from having been told by our audio manager, Philippa, that my voice sounds old.
But that's the ciggies.
And I've only just started, because you know I didn't used to smoke. I started New Year's Eve.
Yes, I know.
It's going to only go on for January. Okay. Dry January.
Dry January is going to be smoke-filled January.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm doing mince pie-free January. Because it's January now, and it's the start of 2020 and a new year for us, what are our plans? I mean, a lot of those plans are within your particular skill set.
First of all, we're going to do
podcast first.
Oh, we are going to
put it on a podcast platform.
Yes. So we're looking right now to find the right host, and we'll host all our podcasts on the site, but also on an external platform so that they can be picked up by people who are listening to podcasts all over the world who might not already be familiar with our website. You know, we're constantly fighting to grow the readership.
Yeah.
Not only geographically, but also we want more wherever we are. We're doing really well now, growing all the time. but we have a long way to go until we're going to be happy with...
Until world domination.
Precisely. When we're, you know, the hammer's going to drop. Yeah.
But we do want more readership outside of America and Northern Europe.
Yeah.
So certainly I hail from South Africa, so South Africans.
But actually, Africa are doing really well. And also parts of Asia, like India, is doing well. So a lot of that also depends...
How prevalent English is as a language.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, we'll get that. And I think also very often it's coincident who has spoken to whom, who has
exactly.
shown the site to
it's
whom.
It's organic.
My mum's doing a really good job advertising us on Twitter.
She so is mine.
She has 26 followers and they're all getting it every day.
My mum doesn't even know what Twitter is, but I think she's mentioning it to her book club. But wherever you are, however far you are from London, which is where we are, spread the word. And perhaps you'd like to write something for us. We'd love to hear from you. And listen to our podcast. Listen to the podcast. You can do that while you're driving. The thing about reading is that it's not very safe while you're driving.
No.
I mean, not unless you possess extraordinary skills. And even then, I suspect it's not really advisable. Okay, other plans for 2020?
We're going to develop an app so that people can have that on their mobiles, because... The other thing I know from having studied our latest stat report is that about half of our readers access the site via their mobile phone. Mm. And that means that an app will make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I love the idea of an app.
So much easier. And we all know from our own media consumption that we use apps quite a lot too. So that's in the pipeline. I'm just working out how to do it.
Yeah, that's your department, not mine. Not mine, I can't.
And also it's really cool because when I have to be up at night smoking, it gives me something to do until it's 3 o'clock and the ashtray is full. Okay. So, do you think that's why the voice is like this?
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay. So we'll be...
Honestly, she doesn't look anything like her voice sounds, listeners.
Thanks, that's great.
She doesn't look as though she's been smoking all night.
So... What else are we going to do? Global domination.
Yeah, that's top of the list.
And then the social media thing. We're getting a new intern.
I know, it's so exciting.
Yeah, that's really, really cool.
Can I make her lick envelopes? I had to do when I was an intern. I licked so many envelopes. I'm just dying for that. I had paper cuts on my tongue. So we're getting an intern and we have got a new Facebook account.
Yeah, the Facebook's actually doing really well. But the one where we're struggling, because I... I'm not very good at it, is Instagram. And I think that Instagram could be a really good source for us. So the intern is on that. She's on it. She's 20. She knows what she's doing. Did I tell you that our biggest readership group is the 25 to 34 year olds?
You did not tell me that.
That is true. 86% at the moment.
But, you know, do you not think that's because the youth, spelt with an F, are the main consumers of online...
I think that, funnily enough, we do have readers in all age groups, but that is the peak, and the second highest is 34 to 45. As long as we have readers, I'm not that bothered with age. I think it's really cool to have a broad readership.
I agree with you, and that's what we're hoping
in
for.
Every sense of the word. Global, because we're preparing for
global
domination.
But what is our message to our audience today, which is basically
listen,
spread the
more
word,
and listen more,
listen to the podcast.
Share with your friends.
And please share with your friends.
Share with everyone you know.
Because everybody needs a laugh. Well, that was the Chatty Podcast, Meet the Editors, featuring me, Philippa Hall, and Meda Jolly. The music is by Sam Tannenbaum. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find many more, as well as short stories, life pieces, and cartoons at funnypearls.com.